His voice is as smooth as chocolate ice cream and as familiar as an old friend. Aaron Neville first came to America's attention with the hit single Tell It Like It Is. He has since had numerous number one hits, won 4 Grammy Awards, and attracted millions of fans. Aaron Neville has applied his vocal gifts to blues, funk, gospel, and commercials for the fabric of our lives. Now, to a suite of standards. This past week, his new CD, Nature Boy, was released. It's his first recording on the Verve label. And Aaron Neville joins us from member station KXJZ in Sacramento, California. Mr. Neville, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Isn't it nice to hear that?
It sure is.
That's a Broadway tune, actually.
Yeah,
Lionel Bart. From Oliver.
I didn't know anything about it. Rob Mounsey, the producer, he brought it. He let me hear his idea, and I just was blown away from, you know, hearing it, and I wanted to do it.
You give it a really, really nice spin. This suite of standards, is this really a departure for you to sing this kind of music?
Not really. I mean, songs like Summertime, Cry Me River, I've done them over the years. I played a club in New Orleans back in 1968 where I was doing Shadow Your Smile, and my brother Charles, he's the bebop guy, you know, the saxophonist, and he and I have been talking about trying to get together and do some stuff like this, but it just had to wait for the right time. And I think Ron Goldstein at Verve Records, he heard me do These Foolish Things on one of my CDs, and he thought it would be a great idea.
And it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. First you love me, and then you snub me. But what can I do? I'm still in love with you. I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night. I fell for you.
One of the songs you do is actually a favorite of your mother's, Since I Fell for You.
Since I Fell for You, yeah. It's done by Annie Laura way back in the 40s or 50s, whatever it was.
Yeah, and that's your brother playing tenor on that.
Right,
yeah.
Charlie.
Is this music you grew up with?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, like, I didn't get into Summertime and all that till later on, probably teenage or whatever, you know. But, I heard Charles playing stuff way back because he was into, like, Bird and, you know, Sonny Rollins and all those guys, you know. And my parents had everything Nat King Cole ever recorded. So Nature Boy was one of my dad's favorites. And I used to always, like, picture my dad as being Nature Boy because he and my uncle were merchant marines, and they'd go faraway lands on the ships, you know, and come back with stories and pictures and all. And so I pictured him as being Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little child and sad of eye, but very wise was he.
When you sang it, when you were in the studio and recording this, did you have your dad in mind when you were singing, or did you have Nat King Cole's version of it in
your
head?
Oh, Nat King Cole's version, definitely. And I had my dad in mind because I ran it to story down to Rob.
Rob, the producer, yeah.
Rob Mounsey, yeah. You know, my dad was alive, I mean, at the moment. You know, he was there, you know.
On this CD, you reunite with Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah.
The very thought of you.
Yeah. Well, that was a no-brainer. They wanted me to do a duet with a female vocalist and say, who would I choose? Linda Ronstadt. I mean, there's other ladies that I've sang with. You know, I love singing with them. But Linda comes first to mind.
I see your face in every flower.
Yes, it stars above.
It's just the thought of you.
The very thought of you.
The mere idea of you.
What is it about the blend of your voices that you like?
It's like a marriage, you know. It's like she said that we sang in another life before, you know, and that our voices were married.
You work with a combo a lot of the time. Some well-known jazz players, actually. Ron Carter on bass and...
Grady Tate.
Grady Tate.
Gerald Wilson's son, I think, Anthony Wilson. He's the young guy, but he's bad.
You didn't know Anthony, though. You didn't know his
No, I didn't. I met all of them at the studio.
Really?
Yeah.
That's always interesting when you are meeting musicians for the first time and you have to find a groove. Was it easy going?
It was easy. It was like a piece of cake, you know, like working with those guys. I say it's like I was working with some hard hitters at the bat, you know. Grady, he was giving, I didn't know he was a singer, you know, but he gave me some pointers.
What song would that be? Cry Me a River?
Cry Me a River was one, yeah.
Now, where did you go with it when you were singing it?
Well, Sam Cooke did a version of it a while, some years back.
Grady said to you, "Nah, Sam, don't do Sam Cooke, do something else."
He didn't say it like that. He was just giving the right note to it, you know. Yeah. Because, I mean, I thought I was doing it right.
Now, you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river, 'cause I cried a river over you.
Grady obviously was happy with this interpretation, all right?
Yeah.
What is next for you, Aaron Neville? Opera?
No. I don't think I'll mess with opera. But I still have some more gospel to do. I have some more jazz standards I want to do. I'm planning on being around you another 100 years, so I'm gonna sing, you know. But we're out with the Neville brothers right now, so we got to do some funk stuff too, you know.
I bet you're introducing some of this music to a whole new audience too, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's cool.
Aaron Neville. His new CD on the Verve label is Nature Boy, the Standards album. He joined us from member station KXJZ in Sacramento, California. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
It's been a pleasure. My pleasure.
If you'd like to hear more from Aaron Neville's CD, Nature Boy, please visit our website at npr.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.